1041.
Good morning, it's 5:42.
A few clouds today, a little bit of rain, high of 78, right now it is 72.
I'll give you three guesses who was up all night last night, and the first two don't count.
I'm shocked. You have an infant at home and you were awake at night. I'm shocked.
Guess what he has now?
A rash.
A tooth.
No!
Yes, it is true.
Shut up! Hooray!
Yes, it's very exciting. He had a tooth breakthrough a couple of days ago.
Is he pissed?
Oh, he is so angry. I was at the gym yesterday around 5:30, 6 o'clock, and I got a text message from my wife saying that Barrett had gone off the deep end for the better part of an hour and 10 minutes. He was pretty much screaming at the top of his lungs.
I'm surprised she lets you leave the house when you get home. Because if it was me, you'd never leave the house. You'd go to work. You do your business, you'd come home, and I would be gone. It seems only fair to me.
I try to get her to leave the house, and she just will not go. I try to get her involved in stuff to get her, you know, so she doesn't get all buggy being up in the house all day. But so, yeah, it was, you know, trying to figure out how to get him calm last night to go to sleep. And we found this.
You got the stuff to put on the gums. My daddy called it whiskey. I know you won't do that.
No, we won't do that. We found this stuff. They're teething gel caps or teething pills or something like that. I forget what they're called.
You give them gel caps?
Not gel caps. I forget what they're called. But I guess they've been around for years, and it was pills you found more in health food stores.
Mm-hmm.
And you get, they're really small, and there are three of them, and they go underneath his tongue. And that's supposed to help with the pain.
And they dissolve?
They dissolve.
So it's homeopathic medicine.
Yes, it is.
Wow, I'm shocked.
Why are you shocked?
Because you normally don't do that sort of a thing. I offer up suggestions to you,
right?
Holistic medicine, homeopathy, stuff like this, and you're like, yeah, I'll just go to the doctor, thanks anyway.
When you have a screaming,
I'm telling you,
8-month-old at the house breaking
his first
tooth.
This medicine has been around years longer than that of Western medicine.
Highs is what it's called or something like that.
And does it help him?
Well, yesterday was the first day. So
I can't imagine he lets anything dissolve under his tongue for that
It's
long.
A fight. It's a fight. Well, we've learned a couple of tricks.
Yeah.
You get a tablespoon of water, and then you put the pills in the water and mix it all up so it dissolves, and then you give it to him.
Okay.
But what was so funny is that for the past 8 months, Lana has sworn up and down that Barrett's been teething every day for the past 8 months that he's been teething.
Oh, he came out of the womb teething.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Any time that he did anything where he started to cry,
he was teething.
He was teething.
Yeah.
Yesterday, admitted he was teething. Yesterday was day one.
It's got to hurt.
Oh, I can't imagine. I cannot imagine.
I mean, I cried at the dentist. I cried when I got that one tooth taken out, and I had Novocaine, some kind of Valium, and something else. And I cried like a little girl, so I can't imagine.
He woke up at one point. I don't know. It was probably around 1:30, 2 o'clock. Woke up screaming for about 3 minutes and then right back to sleep.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, it was awesome. He went back to sleep, but he did that about every hour. You know, where he just wakes up.
Well, don't you normally wake up every hour anyway? You're not one of those, are you?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I do that anyway.
Yeah,
so.
That's not me. I'm used to getting my...
Do you have like one of those... I remember my sister, we had like a little frozen ring we kept in the freezer.
Oh, yeah, we have
those.
And
then you stick that in there. How's that work out?
Teething rings.
Oh, teething ring. Yeah, there you go.
They have teething keys now.
I would imagine things are much different, but I remember we gave that to my sister and she loved it.
Yeah, teething rings are great. The teething keys are awesome because he loves keys for some reason. Babies love the jingle of keys.
Dude, you love the jingle of keys. If I have keys over here, you'll totally lose focus. That's why keys are not allowed in the studio. Do you know that?
Yeah, that's true. My son takes after me. So that was my exciting night.
Well, it's night. It's first tooth. That's very exciting.
Day
news.
One of teething.
Wonderful. Right.
Thank you. It's very exciting. Here's what we have coming up on the show in just a few minutes. Kennedy, we're going to give away some more concert tickets. The Bank of America Pavilion concert on August 30th features Sarah Bareilles. We'll do ticket tag at 6:15. And then I just want to let you know a little bit later on in the show, guess who's going to be here?
Who?
Vanna White.
Shut up.
I'm very excited by this. I have kind of a funny, creepy story about Vanna White when
Please
I was
don't creep
a much
her out.
Younger Army
Please.
Dude.
Please.
Am I not allowed to share that story?
Too late.
Maybe before she gets here?
All right, so Vanna White coming up a little bit later on this morning. It's Carson and Kennedy at 5:46 on Mix 104.1.